Sunday night, I preached on "We Walk This Way," and we're going to hurry it up a little bit, I guess, today, and we're going to run with patience. I preached a sermon, I don't know, a few years ago now. Finishing well, and I guess I don't want to re-preach that, but it's important to finish well. And so I'd ask y'all if y'all would just pray for us, and we might try to look at this. I hope it'll be a help to somebody today. The Apostle Paul was charging Timothy, and before we're going to take a reading lesson, 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away from their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." And we're going to be taking our thought out of the seventh verse there. "I fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." And I meant to get that little map we've got out here. But go get it, Larry, if you don't care, and it won't take but a second. But the Apostle Paul said he finished his course. And if you'll look on that map when he gets up here, you'll see little lines laid out yonder where Paul's missionary journeys and then his journey to Rome. But they're colored in different colors, but you can see a course, a map, where he went, where God had led him, and the way he took him around. And this was after the Apostle Paul was saved by God's grace. He put him on a course. And I want you to realize today that God has got a course for you, and he's got a course for me. Every one of us has got a journey from the time he saved us. He's got it laid out. We don't know. Jesus Christ is the only one that knew when his hour would come. He knew where his course would end. He was the only one knew exactly all about that. Even when the Apostle Paul here was telling Timothy, he didn't know for sure that that was a time we can't prove. But listen, he knew it was coming close to the end of his course. So what my prayer is today, and that we would stay on course. Larry and Red over in our earlier, if you'd been here for Sunday school, we might get to that in the course of this world. There's a course that you can walk, a broad way that goes out you and it goes in every direction. This whole life will take you in every direction, but there's a straight and narrow way. There's a narrow gate that God would have you to walk on, a course that he would have you to go. And the Apostle Paul, once again, will be doing a whole lot of speaking what we talk about today. And 1 Corinthians in the 9th chapter said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may attain. And when you think about that, winning a prize, and naturally in our mind, we think we need to run fast and we need to run hard. And there is times you need to speed up to keep up with the Lord. Sometimes things move so fast, if you lag too far behind, you won't be at the right place at the right time. But listen, to be able to finish and finish well, listen to me, brothers and sisters, if you don't get nothing else, you have got to finish. You have got to run the course that He's laid out for you. And sometimes we see people, they get saved by God's grace. We see it in young preachers a whole lot. They'll start preaching, or they're just wide open. They're out there getting her done. And next thing you know, they done got burnout and quit. And it happens. This is not a 50-yard dash. I talk about things I know about. And so I don't know a lot about running. I know about 5 years ago, the Lord let me know if I was going to finish the course that He had laid out for me. If I was going to be able to do my job, I was going to have to take better care of myself. And I know the Bible says, bodily exercise profit a little, but I want you to know it profits a little. So I began to start trying to watch my eating and trying to exercise. I went and got on a treadmill, and I want you to know the first time I got on it, how long I stayed was 10 minutes. And I walked about 3 miles an hour, and when I quit, I thought I was going to die. In 10 minutes and 3 miles an hour, I thought that was it. I even called my niece's husband, who's a cardiologist, and asked him if I was going to die. That's how bad a shape I was in. Friday, even with all the mess I've had going on, I run 4.5 miles. 4.5 miles. You look at me, and you know, that's the look the men give me. When I'm jogging up there, I'll meet men on the road, and I'm jogging up there, and they're looking at me like, what in the world are you doing? And they won't even wave. The women I meet, they're all like, hey, is he still alive? And they're all just astonished, you know, that they see me a day or two before, and they're just like, look, he's still alive, he's still doing it. And they're just tickled to death. I figured out there's some days I run 5 days a week. There's some days I go out there, and I try to go as hard as I can go. I'll run that first mile, and I'm looking, I got this watch, you know, and it'll come up. Your first mile is in your, and you're just going hard as you can. And then I try to get some speed in there. But every once in a while, I wanted to slow down. It's important you finish. And so you got to take your time. And you got to understand that it ain't always just a 50-yard dash. This course that we're on, if you look, Paul didn't do that in 10 minutes. Amen. He didn't do that in a year. He didn't do that in 2 years. It took years. We think all this happened just overnight. But listen, he was walking. He was, and I want to tell you, there was times he was in a rush. He didn't have time to even stop and talk to people he loved. I want you to realize he had to go. And that's the way it is with the race that we're on. Other day, there was a man, I love him to death. He pulls up beside me. First, he's in behind me, and he keeps following me. And I can hear him back there, boom, 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 right behind me. And I'm thinking, what is this person doing? Finally, I turn around, and it's my neighbor. He pulls up beside me and says, don't want to hinder you. And here I've done run 1.5 miles. I'm just like it's right here. And he's talking. I'm just, yeah. And we're talking going down there. And he's wanting me to stop. I know and talk to him. But I'm trying to stay on course. I listen sometimes when you're on course, just like he wanted to spend time, the Apostle Paul with those in Ephesus, he didn't have time. He had to get back to Jerusalem. Listen, it's time you have to go. But you got to do it in patience. You think about Aaron the other day. Think about if he had to be in exactly where he was at the exact time. And I don't mean to point him out, I done it once. But listen, all that God had a plan. Amen. I want you to know something, brothers and sisters. He has a plan for you. He's got a course for you. He's got it all laid out for you. You don't know what it is. When I get through running, this watch has got GPS on it. I can go there at the house and sit down and look at that, Larry, and it'll show me a map just like that. One day I run behind the house, went back to the field, come back, hit the road, went down there, Jason Soybean Field, run down through your, I've done some crazy things. And when I got to the house, here it was. It was all drawn, all the little loops and turns I made. Listen to me. He knows exactly where you need to be and what time you need to be there. I don't, you know anything about second wind things. I've heard people say that all my life. I don't know. I've never understood that. But I found something out. And y'all can just take this all with a grain of salt. You don't even got to. But listen, I know something about this. I tell her about it all the time. I can leave the house. When I leave the house, I'm dreading it. Anybody that says they love to run, there's something wrong with them. Because it hurts. I want to, once you get to a place, it ain't so bad. But I leave the house and I'll head towards Mom and Daddy's up there. And I'll head out and I'll be going through and I'll get back to Jonathan Ambers and they're just about, probably about 300 yards before you get, and I want to quit so bad. And the first few times I done it, boy, I just nearly did. But I get right there and I'm hurting and my lungs is done starting to hurt. And I'm done starting to breathe hard. But I've learned something. I know when I get to Mom and Daddy's, I don't know what it is. I don't know what about there, but something changes. There's something happens to me. Something deep down that I don't know about, but I know it's going to happen. Listen, sometimes in this race, as you come along, you'll come to a place it hurts so bad. You think it's no way you can go any further. You're sick at your stomach. You don't think there's no hope. There's no way you can go further. And all of a sudden something happens. A strength that's within you I don't know about. And all of a sudden here you go. And next thing you know, I've made it to Jason's shop. It's a mile. Then Jason's stripping barn. I guess it's something about Jason. I don't know. It's a mile and a half. And gently I'll turn around there and I'll come back towards home. Listen to me. Now I go from a quarter mile. I think I'm gonna die. And the next thing you know, I'm running low. I'm looking at everything. No longer breathing as hard. Everything changes. There's strength in Christ Jesus that we don't understand. When you think you can't go no further and you just give up and want to quit, deep down in you, He's there and He strengthens you. I never have understood that. I never pushed and you know something, most Christians will never push themselves. Right. Most saved people will never push themselves in their walk with Jesus to get to that point. Most of them, when they get to that point, when they're ready to give up and quit, you know what they do? They give up and quit. When it gets so bad, they think, I'm just sick and I'm tired. They just go ahead and quit. But if they'll just hang on, our strength and our, I never knew about it. I mean, when I was young, listen, I'm not bragging. and this ain't about me, but I want you to understand something. When I was 29 years old, I was in good shape. I thought in the best shape of my life. I couldn't do then what I can do now. I would get out and I'd walk 3 or 4 miles and I would jog from mom and daddy's back home. Now, I jog 4 miles and then walk maybe a half a mile. Listen, I want you to understand something. Then I thought I was in good shape. I never could do then as a younger man what I'm doing today. You can't do as a young Christian person what you'll be able to do once you get older. When you start off, you're just taking in milk. That's why so many quit. They can't handle the strong stuff. When the strong meat comes along, when the hard times come along, they give up and quit. But I will tell you, you look at some older person that's been down the block, been down the way a while, and been through it. And when they get to the end of the course, they're still hanging on to God. You pay attention to him and pay attention to her, because they've been through something. They know what it's like. It's easy. We come out here one day, and this young man down the road here, and Bud Higgins in good shape. He was running. We seen him out here. Remember, he come out there, boy, he was getting it. I wish I could run that fast. But he was going out from here to yonder and quitting. There's a whole lot of difference in running a mile than it is 5 miles. I want to tell you, it's a whole lot of difference. And saying you're saved and uniting with the Lord's church and going a year and going 50 years. You look at me like you want. You say, well, I'm saved either way. I'll finish my course. Yeah, you'll finish it. But there won't be no prize there. I believe there will be rewards. I believe that. You can believe what you want. I believe if you're saved by God's grace, he's laying up rewards for you. Hey, Paul said there would be laid up for him, what, a crown of righteousness. Not only for him, but all those that love his appearing. I believe there will be things there for us if we are willing to finish our course. But if all you simply want is be saved and go to heaven, that you can have that too. You can have that too. You can. How much honor and glory did he get out of your life? Be willing to run the race and run it with patience. The Apostle Paul, well, I don't know. I said the Apostle Paul, this and here, we can't prove who wrote it. And this is where the thought come where in the Hebrews, wherefore, seeing we also come past about with such a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth easily beset us. I won't get back to that. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. I told you earlier, your race, your course is done laid out, and it is. He's got a plan for you, but that don't mean he's going to make you stay on that track. You can either choose to stay on it and finish the course that he laid out for you, and you say, well, you ain't got no choice. Yes, you do. I believe you got a choice to be saved. I believe you got a choice to whether you stay on the course. Amen. I believe you can. You're a free will agent. You can do what you want. Most will not finish their race with patience. Most will not stay on the course. I just want to stay on the course. That's all I want to do. I just want to finish. I want to finish well. When I don't care if I'm running the fast one or the slow, trying to do the slow thing or whatever it is. You know what happens when I get back to mom and daddy's coming back from the other way? I see the house down there. And when I see the house down there, you know what I want to do? I want to give her all I got. I reach down in yonder for something that I want to finish well. Listen, I'm getting old enough now. Next year I'll be 60 years old.
My daddy lived to be 83, and the boy, I've really had my goals set at that. But I may not ever make it. I may not ever make it to 60. I know it ain't a long ways down the road. I know it ain't. But I don't want to quit. There's times I get so tired. When you have a day like we did the other day, when you have thoughts through your head that you're going to be standing over another one, yeah. Listen, this is not easy. I know it's not. I know the course you're on is not easy. I know the walk is not always easy, but you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. There's a second wind. There's a place you can get to. We don't understand that He'll just give you strength to keep going. And running with patience. It says to get rid of the weight of sin. That's what ruined you. You go out and put 5-pound weights on your ankles. I can lose 5 pounds, and I tell you, the next week I can do better. I promise you that. Every bit of the weight you take off of you makes the race easier. When you got sin all in your life, it's going to weigh you down, and it's going to beseech you and beat from all directions. It's going to tear you down, and you're not going to be able to run the race that you're set out to do. You can't move when you weigh down. When I weighed over 300 pounds, I used to go up there to the Flat Rock Gap deer hunting. When I was in my best shape, I could walk up there and never stop. I could be there in 10 minutes. I got to where I weighed over 300 pounds. You know how long I had to allow to get there and set up before daylight? I had to allow 40 to 45 minutes for something that took me 10 minutes at one time. You get so weighed down with sin, you can't be where you need to be. You can't keep up. You can't stay on course. You're a young preacher here today. My advice is you run hard. Run with patience. Finish. When I say run hard, I ain't talking about getting out here and taking off on a 50. I can leave out. I promise you, if I leave out running hard as I can, when I get to Jonathan Ambers, I won't want to quit. I will quit. You know why? There won't be nothing left in me. You got to save something. You got to be able to finish. Brother Barry, I heard him talk about, I believe it was, I can't remember, the preacher, but talk about the difference between a workhorse and a racehorse. And I mean, there is a difference. I mean, a workhorse, he'll get out there and work, and he'll go all day long. A racehorse, he runs just a little bit, maybe a quarter mile or half a mile, maybe even a mile, but he's done. You can take a beetle hound. You ever, a little beetle hound ain't this tall. No bigger than nothing. You know what he can do? He can catch a white-tailed deer. You say, it ain't no way, preacher. A white-tailed deer will run from here to the road and he'll fall over dead. That's as far as he can go. If he runs hard as he can go that far, he'll fall over dead. That little beetle hound, he'll just keep going. Wagging that little tail, and he'll keep it going. And if he stays on him long enough, he'll catch him. So that deer or keeper, he'll get out there and he'll run hard. He'll stop, he'll run hard. He'll catch him. Listen, there's something to the rabbit and the turtle. There's something to that. Finish your course. Don't give up.
Amen.
I went down there at that shoe carnival. Found me a pair of them $39 Adidas tennis shoes. You talk, Sheila over there talking to Heather, laughing about it. I got me one of them knee braces and one of them headbands. It's all like preaching. I won't look the part. If I had a pair of tennis shoes, I kid you not, the good tennis shoes, some of the best things I ever had, but they weighed no telling how much more than me. I didn't realize. I just didn't have. And that first morning, I put on them fancy Adidas tennis shoes that I got give $39 for, and I headed out, and boy, they was light. I was just, and I was picking them up and laying them down. I come back, I just had a big smile on my face. She said, "You overdo it?" That's what she always says, first thing, "You overdo it?" And I'm always like, "No, I'm just fine. Where's that blood pressure tester at?" But them light tennis shoes makes a ton of difference. Get away from the sin that's weighing you down, and you'll be able to run the race a whole lot better. I preached a sermon here one time, "Smalls, you're killing us." Y'all seen that movie, "Smalls, you're killing us"? You're killing me, Smalls. That's what's killing you. It's those little dirty jokes you tell. Those little cuss words you throw out there that you don't think's that big a deal. That little lie that you're telling. They just keep weighing up. Them tennis shoes, they probably ain't a half pound different if it's that much in them. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. When I put them on, I headed down that first time with them. I liked them. I could run better. You get rid of the sin that's in your life and you'll be able to run Amen. Your race. So all you men just keep looking at me just like you do. Now, don't blame you. I used to do the same thing. I'd see some man run down the road, and I'd say, "Look at that idiot." My neighbor the other day, she told my daughter, she works with her at school, she said, "I was coming to school this morning, and I saw somebody coming down the road running." I said, "Who's that dork?" And she said, "It was your daddy." Y'all all go on, you make fun of me. That's all right. There's people make fun of me all the time for standing up here, pouring out my heart. I'm going to do everything I can to finish my course. And if that means running up and down the road, then I'll do it. This is important to me. It's never been about what I look like. She's happy with me. That's all that matters. It's about finishing the race that he set before me. I had no telling how many people say, "If you don't quit preaching like that, you're going to fall over dead." I get to believe them. I want you to know I had to do something to change. You've got to do something to change. If you're a young preacher and you've quit preaching, then get back on course. Get out there and work. Be instant in season and out of season. The call to preach is your call. That means preach. That means go into all the world and preach the gospel. If you've just been saved and just united with the church, let me tell you something. He said, walk worthy unto the vocation that you've been called. So get out there and start off by walking. But go work yourself up. You may just only be able to go a little bit to start with. You may not know very much to start with. But as you go further down the road, he'll help you and teach you. And if you'll take the old sin weight off you, you'll be able to go harder and stronger. And someday you may just be like the Apostle Paul. just like Jacob. You may charge your children, draw your feet up in your bed, and be gathered to your people. Finish your course. Reach down when it gets to where you don't think you can go any further. There's something there special. I'm telling you, I'd heard people say, my daughter says it's your stride. You hit your stride, Daddy. I don't know what your stride is. I don't know what a second wind is. I just know if I've trust now, when I leave the house, I know I'm going to be sick before I get to Amber's and Jonathan's. I know my lungs is going to hurt. I know I'm going to feel sick at my stomach, but you know what else I know? I know if I make it to Mama and Daddy's, then it's going to change. It's going to get better. And in my walk with the Lord, there's been so many times that I know going into something, I know it's going to hurt. I know going to a funeral home, I know preaching, standing and preaching a funeral, it's going to hurt, it's going to be hard. I preached one time at Rocky Mountain. I promise you they had the door right yonder. I want you to know there was different times I sat there and I wanted to go out that door. My tongue swelled up in my mouth. I'm telling you, I was tore all to pieces. I wanted to quit. But I knew if I ever got up here, if I ever stood up and opened that book and trusted the Lord, He was going to carry me the rest of the way. And He did. So when you get to the point that you know you can't go any further, but you know deep down you've been there before, and He's fixing to take you the rest of the way. Friday, I could have made it 5 miles. I could have made it, but I knew she'd worry about me. I could have made it. That's my goal. Because I just knew I could have. I know I can make my course through Christ Jesus. I can't do it. I'm telling you I can't. I know I can't. But I know if I'll trust in Him, He's carried me before and He'll carry me the rest of the way. I want you to know you're without excuse if you quit. You're without excuse. You can make all of them you want. You can say you never walked a mile in my shoes. You've never walked a mile in mine neither. You never walked a mile in Jesus' shoes. You never walked a mile in the Apostle Paul's shoes. If you quit, you're without excuse because He'll help you all the way. Amen. So when you get ready to quit and you go to making all your excuses, I've got a family. Let me go bury my father. Let me go do this. Let me go do, I got a family to take care of. Let me take care of this. He said, and he that grabs hold of the plow and look, turns back is not worthy. I want you to know, once you grab a hold of the plow, keep a going. There's no place to turn back. There's no place to quit. Y'all may not get nothing out of this. Y'all can go and y'all can do just like the men do. Jason won't even speak to me, my nephew. Y'all put this on the recording. I hope he gets to hear it. He comes by and he's just like, just drops his head when he drives by. I just grin and wave. Leah come through the other day. And I believe it embarrassed the life out of her. She was just like, look at the fat man run. It is funny. Who would ever thought it? Five mile an hour is what I averaged the other day for 4.5 miles. Ten minutes And I was all calling Teddy, Pooh's husband, saying, am I dying or do I need to go to the hospital? What's going on here? 10 minutes of walking like this. That's where I started. Where are you at? If all you ever do is walk, stay on course. Don't quit. But stay on course. Finish the race. There is a prize. I'll finish with this one. Or maybe. I can't get done. Acts chapter 20, he was talking to elders of Ephesus. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He wanted to finish his course with joy. We might get one more, and that we'll get on out of here. In Philippians in chapter 3, 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Press towards the mark. Finish well. There's some, I talked to Brother James the other day during the revival, and he was telling me how old he was, and he was telling me he knew he was, and no doubt he's closer than he was yesterday. But I want to tell you, there's a prize. I want to tell you, there's rewards. Just keep a going. Don't quit when you don't think you can go any further. Keep going. He'll be there. He'll strengthen you. That's my little fault. Y'all go home, make fun of me, and y'all all laugh at me. If you really want to see something, if you really want to laugh, somewhere's around 8 o'clock, 7:30 to 8 o'clock, drive down Rocky Mountain Road through Haynestown, through that area. But you it'll cheer you up. But if I can bring a smile to somebody's face, amen, that's okay. I love you, church. Amen. Listen to me, young Christian. If you've just been saved, just starting off. I'll hush in just a second. My pa, Bernice Freeman, that man spoke very little. He was Irish descent. Very, very little. He still had that Irish accent about him. We'd work all day, and sometimes all day long, he might not say 5 words. And I'm not kidding you. I'm talking all day. You'd be right beside that man. He'd never say nothing. But then in the evening, we would go sit on the porch there, and the creek was there in front of the house, and we'd wait for Granny to finish up supper, and we'd swat flies. And all of a sudden, he'd start talking. And I'd just sit there and listen. Because I knew it was wisdom there. And he'd all the times, if it's important, he'd say, listen to me, boy. I'm not a lot of things. I'm not a runner. I'm not a real good preacher. But listen to me. I've got off course. I know what sin feels like. I know what it takes to be barely able to move when you get weighted down so much. I know what it's like to just quit. I know what it's like to get back on course. I know what all these things are like. And I'm trying to save you some misery. I'm trying to tell you about wanting to strengthen you. I'm trying to tell you, you don't Don't have to quit. If you hang on a little longer, it's going to get better. Just a little bit further down the track, it's going to get better. It'll get a little downhill, and you'll be able to go a little more. What you need to do is just get some of that weight off of you. Get some of it. Lose some weight. Get it off of you and keep going. Don't quit. We're going to have a song. Aaron, would you care to come up here? Would you? Would it be too embarrassing for you? Please come up here. Amen. We're going to have a song. And I want us to shake his hand. Son, don't quit. Amen. He puts you in a place. He run you to a spot. Amen. To be in a spot at the exact time. You had to be there right on time. If you had lagged behind, you wouldn't have been there. If you'd went too fast, you wouldn't have been there. He had you in a place he could use you. And not only you, but every one of you. In your life, if you allow him, he will put you in a spot. Amen. On the course that you can do some good.